Robert, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Good morning.
So with the stadiums that are set to be renovated here in Sydney, I think the biggest argument against is that, you know, these stadiums were only built 20 years ago and they were designed to last so much longer than that. And, you know, for what it's worth, it is an incredibly expensive project that is about to go ahead. Are these criticisms fair?
Well, I think it's at least legitimate to ask the questions, and the answers have not yet been forthcoming. I mean, it seems an extraordinary amount of money to spend on such projects. People are talking, they've talked about up to $2.5 billion. And as you say, one of the stadiums in question is currently 17 years old. By the time it's to be demolished, it will be 20 years old, but that's still not very old. And the government has not released any economic case or business case, they have not released a business case to justify this kind of expenditure. So, yeah, the questions are there to be answered. I'm not an expert on stadiums, but there are a lot of questions to be answered.
And so I guess economically, what are the arguments for refurbishing and restructuring the stadiums?
Well, the economic argument that the government puts forward is that it's, you need this kind of thing to attract people, to attract visitors to Sydney. You have events and you attract people to Sydney, and we have to compete with Melbourne and Brisbane and so on. When you attract large numbers of people for these things, it generates economic activity that would otherwise not take place. Now, I think that's all pretty tenuous. I don't think we have to have all these events, and I don't think that the economic benefits that come with them are not as great as governments make out. I think it's more about, shall we call it the bread and circuses of politics
And so I guess one of the suggestions of perhaps a way to go forward in the future, we should be relying on private investments instead of our taxes for improvements to, infrastructure such as the stadiums that are going to happen and, other infrastructure projects in the future. What do you make of those suggestions?
Well, they are relying on the private sector to a certain extent with the road tunnels and so on, but that's very difficult with public transport, because public transport is subsidised and it's never been a viable private sector operation. It's okay to contract out the running of public transport, as they did with Sydney Ferries, but it's difficult to see the ownership not being in government hands. With stadiums, you know, I think the economics of it would probably make it difficult for business to make a profit out of building a stadium and running it. But certainly there could be a contribution from the private sector for the stadiums.
And so just before I do let you go, Robert, I mean, looking forward to the future, are there any lessons that the New South Wales government can take from, the backlash and the whole sort of situation with the renovation of the stadiums?
Well, the lesson is to be more careful with money. I mean, the New South Wales government is flush with funds at the moment, flush with funds from tax revenue, from the real estate boom, tax revenue from booming employment. And it's flush with funds from the privatisation proceeds. So although this government, I mean, the O'Farrell, Baird and Berejiklian governments have been reasonably well disciplined in their spending up to now, with some exceptions, I think this kind of thing shows that they are dropping their standards in the situation of being flush with funds, and there's nothing wrong with just leaving some money in the bank for a rainy day ahead.
I think that is
the lesson.
Yeah, I think that's definitely something to take away from the situation. Robert, do appreciate your time. Thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome.